You are listening to the 4-year-old through first grade training. Whether you are a leader in a class or an assistant in a class, this training is for you. Now, if you are a leader of a class, you are the one who is leading through all of these different activities with your kids. And if you are an assistant, you are just as involved with the kids, just as responsible with the kids, except you are the one who is assisting the leader and helping the kids follow through all of these activities so that we can move from activity to activity on a Sunday. So this is Anna speaking, and I am the one who's going to be giving you this training. If you open up to the document that is right next to this audio recording, you will find a lesson plan. This is a kindergarten lesson plan for February 2nd, 2025. And we are going to go through this lesson plan, so you know exactly what to expect on a Sunday when you come. So starting on the title page, you will see there's the date, there's the class that you'll be teaching, and then there's a little quick description, title, and everything for what the kids are learning that day. So for this particular Sunday, we are learning when Jesus was arrested. This story is found in Matthew 26, Mark 14, and Luke 22. Our memory verse for this week is Hebrews 4:15, and there's something called the big picture question, and this is basically like the theme that we have for this current set of lessons. So this particular theme is about how Jesus is the perfect priest. How is he the perfect priest? He gave his life as the perfect sacrifice of sin, for sin. So that's sort of like a theme that we're going to be touching on for like about 4 weeks in a row, concluding with a lesson that really emphasizes this main point. And then you'll notice a picture that goes with this week's lesson. The artwork in this curriculum is absolutely beautiful, so it's always fun to share that with you guys. And then underneath that is your schedule. There's two columns, your first service schedule and your second service schedule. Now, what you want to know about this is that the schedules never change. If they do change, I will let you guys know. It's always good to double check, but almost never will I change the lesson. And if I do, I will usually reach out to you personally to let you know. So what we're going to do right now is I'm going to go through each one of these activities on your schedule. And we will dig deep so that when you serve on a Sunday, you know exactly what to expect. Also, just a little tidbit, these lessons are posted 3 weeks in advance, usually. And so you have ample time to go online, look at them in advance, and then when you arrive on the Sunday that you serve, they are prepped and ready to go for you. All right, let's begin. We're going to first start on the check-ins and playtime. So this is the first 30 minutes of your serving period. Check-ins in the lobby where kids get their stickers, it starts 15 minutes before service, which means you guys need to be in class 15 minutes before service starts, ready to go. So as kids are coming in, you're going to welcome the families and receive the kids as they arrive. You're not going to be like, oh yeah, just sign your name on the clipboard as you're like off to the side. We need somebody at that check-ins counter to make eye contact with the kids, eye contact with the parents, welcome them in and receive them well. As the parents are checking in their kids, please remind the parents that their child's safety is our highest priority. So for the safety of their child, we absolutely 100% must see their security label at pickup. So the security label is the sticker that matches the kid's name tag. There's an alphanumerical number. The number on the kid's name tag is the same as the security label on the parents. And if there are siblings, they all match, which means the parents need to hold on to their security label when they go pick up the next kid. They can't just throw it away. So we must see that when they come. If somebody else is going to pick their kid up, they can take a picture of that security label and send it to the person who's going to pick them up. And you can use that during pickup. We'll talk more about that stuff later. Also, if their child needs them before the service ends, we will text them. So say their child gets sick or hurt or is struggling and we need to have the coordinator call them, we will text them. That's how we communicate. So to have their phone out but on silent. And then finally, when the kids are getting checked in, we have free time. We have so many fun activities and toys in these classrooms for these kids. So many fun things. And so they get to come in and connect with each other and with you guys as leaders through playing with trains and magnet tiles and activity pages and coloring and books and so many other things. So they have free time for the first 15 minutes that service starts. So from at 8:45 and at 11 o'clock, respectively, depending on the service you're serving. It is then you want to be heading upstairs. So you'll want to line the kids up and you'll want to head upstairs for large group, which is our next thing on our list. So next is large group. This is a 30-minute time where the kids are going to learn their story for the day. Now, leaders, you are not responsible for teaching the story or the lesson. You are responsible only for the small group activities and helping your kids, like, manage your kids during large group. So when they go to large group in the room, large group is upstairs in the worship room, which is closest to Saratoga. And in there is going to be a role that we call large group leader and a worship leader and an audiovisual person. And the people in there are the ones who are going to be teaching the lesson, leading the worship, doing the memory verse with the kids. So you are not responsible for that. But you are still responsible for your kids. So as volunteers, please remember to first and foremost sit with your kids, and chairs are provided if sitting on the floor is hard. Sit with your kids. Don't be on the periphery of the classroom. Sit with them so they can see you. You're modeling with them. And then if they need to be like redirected during class, you're right there with them already. The next thing you need to do is actually participate, listen, engage with the lessons alongside your class. Again, don't be on the periphery, just folding your arms, doing nothing, letting this time go by, and only correcting your kids when needed. We want you there doing the hand motions, raising your hand, even volunteering for something to come up on stage so that your class can see how you lead the class through modeling that time. And then finally, support the large group and worship leaders by lovingly correcting your kids if necessary. There could be over 50 kids in the large group room when you're there. And so it's really hard for them to keep correcting one or two of your kids if they're being disruptive. So it'd be nice if you guys were the ones who were right there to be like, hey, remember, it's their turn to talk and your turn to listen. Let's listen to what they have to say. Or, hey, why don't you sit over here and you go sit over there? And so that they're separated or whatever the case may be, so that the large group leader and worship leader can stay on task and stay on track for teaching the lesson for that day. This is a really, really fun time. I have the honor of getting to lead parts of this sometimes. And so we just really hope that you enjoy large group with us. It's so much fun. After large group, you're going to then line your kids up and you're going to go back to your classrooms. And the very first thing you're going to do, as the memory is still on your mind, you are going to do the four questions. Now, if you are teaching 4 and 5-year-olds, there's actually 3 questions. And they're kind of a simplified version of these 4 questions. So you could do those, but otherwise you're going to go back to class and ask four questions, and they're the same questions every week. The first is, what did you like about today's story? The second is, what did you find confusing about today's story? The third is, what did we learn about people? And the fourth is, what did we learn about God? I mean, about Jesus or about God, either way. So if the kids need a little review of the story before you do these 4 questions, there are story images with a little description on the back side of them for you to read in order and be like, first this happened and then that happened, and they can see the picture while you're reading the back to review. But then after that, you go into these 4 questions, and these questions are awesome because you don't have to know Jesus yet to be able to answer these questions. Or you could know Jesus and all about him and have given your life to him already and also have to think about these questions. So anybody who comes in and does these questions can answer them. And it sort of levels the playing field for the kids. So if you've never heard the name of Jesus before, you don't have to be intimidated to join in these conversations and think about it. Anybody can answer them. For instance, the first question, what did you like about today's story? That is such a good question because anybody can answer it. The second question, what did you find confusing about today's story? Again, a really good question because if there's any place that you can, that someone should be able to share their confusion about something in the Bible, it should be at church where we can discuss it. Then what do we learn about people and how? What do we learn about ourselves in this? How did people respond to God? Did they respond to God? Were their hearts worshipful? Were they like opposed to God? We want to think about those things. And then finally, and most importantly, what do we learn about Jesus? It doesn't matter if we're in the Old Testament or in the New Testament, every single story points to Jesus. And so this is a really cool time for us to really think about and let the Holy Spirit reveal to us how this story points us to Jesus. Now, mind you, these are four-year-olds through like seven-year-olds. So when they do these questions, this time might be really short, but that's okay because at least they're thinking about it. And then in the end, since we're repeating them every single week, as time goes by in kids ministry for them, when they read the Bible on their own, they now know how to study the Bible because when they spend time with Jesus, they can go through these four questions on their own. So after four questions, we then do something, which it's only about 10 minutes, four questions. It's very short. Next is something we call lollipops and lemons. So while we do lollipops and lemons, we are eating snack. So we could pass out goldfish crackers. There are Chex for people who are gluten-free and dairy-free. They get a cup of water. And then we encourage the kids to not eat until after we've prayed. And then we ask the Lord to bless our time and bless our food. And then we get to know him more. And then while we are eating our snack, we are doing something called lollipops and lemons. And basically, this is a time where the kids get to pray for each other. And we are teaching the kids how to pray for each other. We're teaching them that they can share their requests, they can share their lives, and we can immediately pray for somebody in the moment. So what I would do is I would first ask, does anybody have any lollipops for the week or things that are good that happened to them? And then they can share all the fun things that happened during the week. And so when they share something, immediately thank God for those things. So if a kid shares, I got to see my grandma this week, we go, oh my gosh, that's amazing. Jesus, thank you so much that this girl got to see her grandma. Clearly, they love each other so much, and that's so exciting. And so you immediately thank God. And then you say, okay, does anybody have any lemons they want to share? And they can share the hard things that happened during the week. They didn't do well. They lost their soccer game, or they didn't do well on an assignment, or they're struggling with their sister, or their parents are fighting. And then what we want to do is immediately ask, say, oh my gosh, that's really hard. Does anybody want to pray for? And then you say the thing that they shared. And then the kids can pray for each other. And they're learning to pray like in short, simple prayers. Jesus, we pray that next time they have their soccer game that you would give them the ability to win or whatever. That's kind of a bad example, but you pray for that lemon. Or like, Lord, I pray that they get along with their sister this week. Help them to do that. In your name we pray, amen. So we immediately have a short prayer for them. If nobody raises their hand because they're too shy, then you model the prayer. You're like, okay, then I'll pray for you. And then you pray for the kid in a very short prayer. And then if nobody's really sharing anything, you could just be like, okay, well, does anybody have any prayer requests, something we could pray for? And they might answer. And then you guys can, again, pray for those things in short, but powerful prayers. So when snack and lollipops and lemons are over, the next thing you want to do is a craft. So this particular craft is a story wheel. And so you want to look at the craft ahead of time to know exactly what's going to happen. And then so that's really easy to the point. All the supplies are in your cart when you arrive. And then finally, we have free time until checkout. So church is about to end, and so the kids now, once they're done with the craft, they get to go and they get to play again with all of their things. And when parents start arriving, which sometimes they come at the start of second set of worship, so the kids can join them, you want to check each and every security label that for every parent. Again, whether you know them or not, you don't want to get out of the habit of checking it, so check it every single time. If they lost their label, what you're going to want to do is call the coordinator over, and they will verify if they are the guardian or a safe adult to pick them up or not. And then finally, as they're leaving, make sure you give them their craft and give every single kid an activity page, whether they already did one or not. Show the parents that there are activities for their kids to do. They can see what the lesson is that they learned that week. And so parents, we're partnering with parents so that they can be like, okay, this is what our kids learned. This is what we want to talk on. This is the main point. This is their memory verse. And they can talk and disciple their kids, talk with and disciple their kids at home, continuing what they've already been learning on a Sunday. And so that is how we do a lesson for the younger elementary, upper preschool ages, 4-year-olds through first graders. Thank you again for listening. If you have any questions from this training or you're unsure about something, please do not hesitate to call, text me, and I am more than happy to answer any and all questions you have. We look forward to serving with you guys on a Sunday. I look forward to teaching you guys, your kids in your class, and leading in worship. And again, if you have any questions, don't hesitate to ask.